Hey, babe, you're starting to run a little low on soap. Just thought I'd let you know. Now scooch over already. I want to lay down on this side. Thank you. There aren't very many nights that we get to be together like this, are there? Yeah, I was thinking about it a bit in the bathroom, considering how little I've actually been in there lately. But I mean, I get that sometimes our schedules don't always line up, so it can be difficult for us to be in the same space together. Actually, I was sort of thinking about going to my boss tomorrow to tell him to switch up my work days sometime soon. He doesn't need to know why, obviously, but I just wanted to have the chance to spend some more time with you. Or at least more nights like this where we can hang out together and just be ourselves a little bit more. But only if that's okay with you. I don't want to like make any crazy changes that you don't want me doing if it'll be too much. Okay. As long as you don't mind it, then I'll go talk to him tomorrow. Maybe we can plan some more movies together when we get the time, or like binge watch some shows or something. Oh, I know there's also this venue nearby. We can go like check out some shows if you're interested. Don't know. I feel like maybe I'm getting out of myself. Whatever. We can take things, one step at a time if you want. So long as I get to spend that time with you. Of course I'd want to spend that time with you. Why wouldn't I? You've been nothing but, I mean, great to me ever since we started seeing each other, and I honestly couldn't appreciate it more. Like, you are actually one of the best partners I think I've had in a long time, and it's really refreshing, to say the least. But I hope I'm not saying anything too weird. I don't want to make you feel like uncomfortable. I know it can be too much at times, and that's not really what I plan to do to us. I'd rather if we could just enjoy the time we had together and let things work itself out on its own, because you mean so much to me. I'm glad that you feel the same. And maybe tomorrow we can start making some actual plans together like we used to. Because I really don't mind working on different days for you, I promise. And I know I said that Fridays were a little weird because of that one girl that wants to be so annoying about teamwork sometimes, but I can stand to put up with her since it feels like a worthwhile trade-off when it lets me be with you more often. Or at least I would think so. Yeah, I can make it work with her. I'll just have to get our boss to keep an eye out for when she starts, acting up. Not like I haven't had to deal with kids before, and she wants to act like one, so I can treat her like one too. And then I can come over here and tell you all about it. It'll be fun. We can even make a dinner night over it. What'd you say? You really love me? Do you mean that? No, you don't need to apologize for it. It's just that you looked a little unsure about it when you said it. So I didn't know if you were trying to like force it out or something. I don't want you to feel like you have to say something you don't actually mean. Yeah, I know it's difficult to say something like that to a partner for the first time, but wait, I'm the first one you've ever said it to? That. Wow. Okay. No, it's not a bad thing, I promise. I guess I'm just surprised by that is all. I'm obviously like I'm a little flattered, but no, I don't mean it in a bad way where I don't feel the same because I love you too. You have no idea how good it is to finally get that out. I guess, I mean, I guess you do because you just said it to me first. But I've honestly, like, I felt that way for a while now. I just didn't want to make things like awkward if you didn't love me back. Sorry. I really should have said that sooner. God. It's just that, you know, the timing never felt like right. And we've been busy and I've been super anxious about it, but I guess that doesn't really matter anymore, does it? Because you do love me. And I really love you. Yeah, of course you can. Just lean in closer and I'll hold you for a bit. Do you mind if I play with your hair a little? Thank you, sweetheart. I'm really glad that you said something like that to me. I know just saying it normally is difficult, but first times are always like, you know, that much harder. Just know that I really do love you too, and I'm not saying that just because you said it to me first, okay? I don't know what your partners were like in the past, if you've ever actually loved them or just didn't have any, but either way, I'm glad you were able to say it to me despite all of that, and I promise you that I won't take it for granted. You mean so much to me, and I am so lucky to have you in my life. To be able to come back to you on days we have off together. And I can't wait to be able to do that like way more times when our schedules, you know, finally line up with one another. I'm sure you do want us to be like this more often, just like I do, which makes me so, so much happier. You don't even know. You've become my entire world since the moment you stepped into my life, and I couldn't be more grateful for that. And there's so much more that I want to do with you that I can't even begin to start on that list. So long as you do them with me, it'll be good enough because life is already hard enough without you in it. And I couldn't imagine not having met you at all. Yes, honey. You are an absolute miracle that I've found. And I don't know why you didn't come around sooner. I should have you make up for that somehow. I know, I'm kidding. Just put your head back into my chest and sit still. I want you to relax here with me and let me enjoy being this close to you. Because you're so warm. And I really don't get to have you like this often enough. Even your hair is so soft between my fingers. I can feel you relaxing every time I brush through it. It's one of my favorite things to do with you. There was actually a point somewhere in the beginning of our relationship where I was scared of losing you. At the time, I couldn't tell if you were perfect or if I was just like overly attracted to you. But after so much time together, I can see now that you fit me like so well. Like I've always been missing a puzzle piece that I finally found to get me through every good and bad day. It's something that I can always feel, but it's nearly impossible to put into words, you know? I can tell you in a million different ways how much I love you, but I know that nothing I could ever say would mean as much as how I actually feel. And I hope that it's not too weird to say since you only just told me that you love me, but it's something that's been on my mind for a while now. So long as I don't scare you away by saying it, because I almost thought my heart was going to explode before I even had the chance to tell you. But I made it through somehow. We made it through, right? And I promise you that I'll do my best to always be enough for you and to love you in a way that shows you how much I really do. Because you mean the absolute world to me, and so much more than you can imagine.